It ended up more elegant vicarage than royal palace, described by one observer as dull, dowdy, but decent. Yet inside there was no mistaking the royal presence. George III covered the walls with pictures from the royal art collection. Most impressive was an enormous picture by Anthony van Dyck of Charles I, a very different sort of king to George.
When Charles I had it commissioned of himself, this was saying, here I am, monarch, stroke, god, all powerful. I mean, in reality, he was small and bandy, wasn't he?
Yes, unimpressive, distinctly unimpressive. And but what you pay an artist for is to make something recognisably your image, but a lot better. And in this case, the techniques are a low viewpoint, an action shot so that it looks as if it's punching a hole in the wall and creating this dramatic effect that Charles I, looking like an emperor, is thundering into the room on a charger, which really, I think, suggests the painting more as an act of propaganda drama than as a nice, elegant composition within a frame.